Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
And of truth, bestow upon us big fat jodes. It's not a cult, and of truth.
And of truth,
bestow upon us big fat jodes. It's not a cult, and of truth.
Thank you once again.
Well, they've got a lot of these, haven't they?
Edgar Allan Choad's
back.
Made another one. That's with good. Another,
that was great. This longer as well.
He made a music video for the last one.
He did.
Really?
This one, yeah.
I think I've seen it actually.
We should have shown it on.
We'll show it on stream. We'll show it on our stream today. So if you've watched this one, episode 141.
Episode 141 of the Hatchet Podcast. We are your hosts, Chris Trott,
Ross Hornby,
and Alex Smith.
Yeah, and we're
rush
here.
Through those.
Yeah, well, I mean,
episode
141.
Exactly. If you're here now, if this is where you're starting again, you've made a mistake.
What we do, three guys sat around a table and we put a vote out for hypotheticals, and we discussed those things with intrinsic detail and intelligence unparalleled in the podcasting space.
They try to stop it. They do try to stop us
regularly.
We have to kind of bolt the door and be like, no, we're gonna speak our truth and make this the best fucking podcast ever.
Or I could tell you about bureaucracy and how it's cost us 40 quid. Do you want to know how this podcast has cost us 40 quid?
How?
Well, it hasn't yet because I've refused to pay it.
What's 40 quid?
What's cost 40 quid?
Data protection fee that you have to pay this random...
You don't have to pay it.
You do. Wait, well, they rang me up yesterday saying that the data protection people, the OBI, I think it's called.
OBI.
And they said, you said you're exempt. And I was like, yeah, we don't handle customer data. And they're like, do you have guests on your podcast? And I was like, yes, occasionally. And they're like, that requires a data protection fee.
Oh, they're just trying to... It's like TV licensing.
What does that mean? Why?
Because they said their image gets used online. And I'm like, yeah, but they're like... They've given express consent to be on it. They want people to see them, you know? And they're just like, yeah, no, sorry. It means you still have to pay it. It's literally just a racket. It's like, it's an absolute racket. And yeah. And I was like, that's
what are
they going
to do otherwise if you don't pay?
This is what I said.
What are you going to do about it?
Then I said, do you have some sort of enforcement? Or like, I said, what's the fine for this? And the person said, $4,000. And I was like, right. And how do I get fined? And they're like, if a person's data is... if a person's data protection rights are breached, that person can alert us and we can fine you. And I was like, so you're telling me a member of the podcast that's decided to come on the podcast could get in touch with you and say, hold on, they showed my face and my voice, and that would be enough that you could fine me? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, this is nuts. This is it's an independent body that ensures that what
refs.
He won't get anything out of it though.
Well, that's what I'm gonna keep. Yeah, go on. How does,
but like, it's nuts, but they don't have any enforcement, and they don't, but basically they're an independent body that was set up to make sure that the government, well, businesses are upholding the government's data protection laws, right? And it's sort of like a outside body that the government's basically given a license to chase up these fees to ensure people are compliant. But it's just a giant
strange
racket. What I can guarantee happened is some MP somewhere had a mate, or an MP left parliament, and they were like, let's set up a company that offers this service to the government, and then we can just charge everyone money. And like, that's literally it. But yeah, anyway, that was a bit of bureaucracy.
I can understand with like customer data,
yeah, exactly,
private data, yeah, that's like done to like do a transaction or whatever. There is no data here we have of other people.
Clutching at straws for that one, I think.
But they just found it. They're like, oh,
did you say good luck and then hang up?
I said,
like Hollywood style.
I just said, like, this is insane. You must see that this is like a racket. And then they said, we'll send you an email. And then I said, thanks very much. I did say to the person as well. But no, I did say to them, I'm like, by the way, I'm not mad at you. I hope you have a nice day, but this is absurd. Like, you know, like, they sounded like they were working from home as well. So it's a real, like, you know,
it's quite interesting when
they whip round trying to find people kind of scenario.
Were they like, oh, no, yeah, no, it's a bit silly.
They explained stuff. They didn't say anything.
I'll be on a call center. It's not really a call center, but it's like, and they'll sympathize with the situation. They'll be like, yeah, it's ridiculous that they're charging you this or whatever. And it's like, they're on your side, but are they? I guess it's not really their issue. So it's like, they're just kind of like, it's a shit situation.
They're the messenger, really.
Yeah.
Also, it's news. Like, their calls might be recorded, and so if they're
if they start sympathizing
with you, then they might get called out.
Won't be offensive. It'll be like we're off the phone, so you pull a phone away. Oh, you fuck cunt! Sorry.
Get my fucking leg. Oh, I got someone on the phone, and that'd be all right. Yeah, cunt.
Scream off the balcony or something.
Got someone else on the phone.
Get away from that kid, cunt!
He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what's that active shooter over there, is it? Fuck, two active shooters, wow. Yeah. Anyway,
can I make this phone call quick? There's something going on.
So, please tell me about how I need to pay you £40 to a random company because Sips came on our podcast once.
Yeah, and he's called us out.
I was literally saying to them, you know these people like broadcast their face and voice every single day? Like, you can... I think
they're just clutching us for us. I think they're just actually putting whatever they can.
I said we used to work on like stuff that required like huge levels of
data breach.
I told them everything.
Data breach game.
I was the data breach. They could have been anyone. They could have been anyone.
Spreading our data.
They said, what are your normal pins that you use? And I said, and I just gave them to him, obviously.
Pins. Well,
I gave him all my
try class. Some of these. Try these.
Try like
top five. Top five pins.
Top five pins. I can never remember pins anymore. Thank God there's apps on our phones because I'm like,
that's still worrying a little bit.
What? I can remember two pins.
Passwords into just one database.
My one original pin and our business pin. Then I have like Starling cards and shit like that I just never remember. And
contactless.
Yeah.
Wait, you've done it too contactless too many times. You have to go to an ATM.
Oh.
Oh, have you done, you've had a day like that.
Yeah.
How many times do you have to do it to knock that into play?
Well, I...
I'm just worried. I don't think I've never done it.
Not. Well, who are you with?
Enough.
I've got a Starling.
You're Starling,
but I
right?
set up a joint account. I don't think I've used the physical card yet.
Yeah.
So they're like, you got to use the physical card before you can...
My main account's my joint account.
That's nice.
That's interesting.
That's nice. You shouldn't have that as your main account. You should change your name on it.
No, that seems... to... Anyway,
Let's get on to a hypothetical, which we delve deep into something else before the hypotheticals, and that's just how this works.
So, the hypotheticals were once again provided by a wonderful audience. Thank you for emailing us with your incredible, thought-provoking questions. You too can email us your hypotheticals if you want them featured on our podcast to hatchat@hat-films.com.
Thank you.
You can also send your fingles there like Edgar Allan Chode has done.
Bloody Edgar.
And please enjoy the full Gregorian chant at the end.
I'm glad there's more.
There's more to come.
Okay, well, we'll start here. This one's from Nova. It says, oh no, you three have accidentally started a Hat Films cult. Your followers worship you like deities, and somehow you have all magically gained some form of godlike abilities. What are those abilities? What is your symbol? And how would you use your newfound power? It says, alternatively, what would you do if only one of you became worshipped as God and gained powers? How would the other two react?
Okay.
If all three of us...
It would suck if just one of us ends up with like godlike powers.
Because then you would just become like, wow. It's like Mr. Beast and those guys who just cling on to him. Like, who are those guys? It's just a bunch of dudes from his neighborhood. I don't actually follow Mr. Beast much, but... Well, they do.
They're always
there on his fucking coat.
No, I haven't.
Like,
I haven't
hanging seen. On for dear life.
No, I would be too.
Yeah.
No.
But this is it. I mean, his superpower is mega rich man.
So I just crazy ideas.
It kind of is like that. Like Trot said, it would suck if only one person got it and nobody else did. It's like, well, that's kind of like rich people.
Yeah.
It's like, it sucks that some people are really rich and everybody else isn't.
Yeah. What would your super like cult like ability be?
I would remove my followers' nipples.
That's not a wave, that's an ability, or is that a symbol, or is that like what is that?
Seal the belly button.
So you do like a wipe, and by the time it's wiped,
so it goes
gone.
Over the chest and down over
mind
the belly
if
button.
Only one of us had that ability.
I
wouldn't mind if you just one of you got that power. Like,
I
I'm
might
like,
be jealous.
Yeah, but I can take your nips and belly button at will. So you don't want
belly
wrong,
button.
You don't want to wrong me. Yeah, it's a wipe. It's like a seven. So I wipe across the chest and then down across the belly button, and miraculously they're all just perfectly smooth. Kendalling.
Does that cause a problem? I guess it doesn't.
Not, well, if you're breastfeeding, it would.
I'm currently not, so that would be all right for me.
I feel like I'd call the police.
Also, well, they also think that the belly button is where the aliens will hook up your stomach.
So you're saving people.
It's like in Avatar with the hair, but the belly button.
Yeah, so but it's belly connect. Button. Yeah, yeah.
It's also
there is a biological connector somewhere.
It's like in the Matrix.
For all animals.
You remember Keanu Reeves, like, he had that bug inside his belly button.
That was gross. That but was like really a good scene, gross. But like really kind of like, oh, fuck.
That was horrible.
But that's what made it good.
Yeah.
It's digging its way in, wasn't it? It was
like so you'd wipe away nips button. And belly buttons.
Yes.
As your cult. Yeah. Not interested. I'm not jealous.
I find it hard to respect my followers if I was a cult leader. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'd be like...
Well, I don't think they do.
It would make more sense, though, normally if you had cult got, like, abilities.
Yeah, it's because they're cunts, isn't it? And they're like, oh, I don't care that I know I'm manipulating people. Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah.
But I think that's, yeah.
But also, if you had a genuine power and people were following you
to
for
remove
that,
nipples and belly buttons.
I mean, yeah, that's a dumb
power. That's a power.
Why are people following me?
I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe that's what we need
to
get down to the crux of.
You said I've got loads of followers.
Why would they follow you for that, though? I want to get my nipples and belly button sealed over. Like,
what would be your
It makes
better?
No sense.
Where do I go to do that? Well, there's the cult of Smith who just removes your nipples
like the seven.
And covers your belly button over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like you're just a tattoo artist.
If you really wrong me, I replace your mouth with your belly button.
You should set up a hierarchy.
It's fucked.
Of what?
People,
at the top, everybody else.
No, you have the the purest no nip, no belly buttons as your like closest.
They're my like archangels.
Your archangels.
That's what I would call them.
And then you get one nippers.
Yeah.
You get one belly buttoners.
Yeah.
And two nippers, no belly. Or belly, toot, no nips.
Yeah.
And then you can set those and categorize
then
them.
One of the lowest rank is one lost nip.
Just yeah, single nip gone.
Single they're nip like, with a belly button.
They're in the cult, but they are like treated like
acolytes.
Shit.
Yeah, we call them
they
acolytes.
They do the grunt work of everybody else.
They empty the bowls, which we all piss and shit in, because we've gone back to bowls rather than use
you
toilets.
You don't trust the nationwide plumbing system.
One day the world's going to collapse and we cannot rely on regular plumbing. That's why I get used to shitting and pissing in bowls now.
Complete isolation.
And then the acolytes have to go and dig big midden holes and bury our waste in our huge garden. It's in a massive like manor house that has a vineyard attached to it.
Yeah.
And that's how the cult makes its money. We make wine.
Okay.
And the wine is made with a sprinkle of nipple, and that's what gives it the... You know how there was like a beer where some guy fell in the vat and it apparently tasted really good?
Yes. Yes, I remember that. And they were in the vat for ages, right? And
then
they swapped out for pigs in the end.
Yes, they did. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Now they put a pig in.
It could have been a legend. Not drink it.
Well, like something about putting an animal in.
Fuck?
I know, a guy fell in it.
What?
They didn't know.
He
died
in a beer and died.
Where's the beer guy? Anyway, this is great.
This is tasting better than ever.
Has anybody
What's
seen
the secret
hands?
Ingredient? Fuck, I think it's human. It's a human's in there, a dead one.
Yeah,
tasting better every day.
Do we tell anyone, or do we keep drinking it and just what?
So the nipples go in the wine. We sell the wine. We keep the cult alive.
Hold on,
and
there's a nuance here that I'm not understanding.
Right.
When you do that seven wipe across people, is nip contents going into your hand?
I'm like Jesus. You know how Jesus changed water to wine and turned a few bread loaves and a few fish into many bread loaves and many fish?
Yeah.
Same deal, but with nipples and belly buttons. Yeah. So I can take away, but I can also provide. So I stand over the vine, the vineyard's like maturing vats, and just put my hands out, palms out, and just... cascades of like fine nipple dust just spray over the top the top, little bits of pube sometimes coming through.
Weird.
They get stuck dust. They get stuck a little bit, and then it splutters and then it fires out a clump of hair, and that just goes all over the top of this wine vat and then it's matured for like a couple of years. And
you could bench this you could bench this a little better by having nip bearers where you distribute nips from acolytes onto a single person,
so
they're stacked with nips
covered in nipples.
Ready to go.
Like a cow.
Yeah. You could create like a large canvas, which is like an ostrich skin, where all the nipples are a part of that canvas.
We could take, but that's and a so sacred like, duty, though.
It
you
could
can't...
be like a giant canvas. That,
yeah,
you know,
a tapestry.
Maybe an entire, either tapestry or like a tent-like structure.
I think I'd have a top 10 and belly buttons, like ranking, maybe.
Innies and outies.
Yeah. No outies. My cult is all about innies. Right?
Okay.
Outies are weird. The doctor did a bad job. All right. Cut that thing
that's
a little deeper.
Is that what?
I don't know.
I think it's to do with
don't they let someone else cut it, or do they have to then like have another little kind of knot? I don't know what they do.
I think they just bite with their teeth and then do the little trick where you tie a bit of spaghetti with your tongue. That, but with a...
All they invite,
seems
like
way
a,
too intimate for a doctor to be doing in a kind of a situation where trying to control blood.
That's why people hate the NHS so much.
Because all the doctors tongue tie the umbilical cords.
Look, mate, I've banged enough pans. Now tie this child up with your tongue. Jesus. God, this sounds nuts, right?
But go back to the nipple cult.
You guys, what are your cults involving?
I don't know. I'm really hung up on your one now.
I kind of want a superpower that would mean that I could withstand any pressure.
Okay,
like deep in the ocean.
When you say pressure, though, it's like just stress.
It's just stress. It's just basic kind of deadlines. So you can't,
he can handle deadlines.
Shit, look at this guy.
Oh, I got a deadline.
He's cold.
Otherwise, he's cool
he's
as a cucumber.
He's so calm.
I got a deadline in 2 hours. I'm fine. Everything's fine. I kind of need to pair that with like being able to breathe, not needing oxygen.
Wow.
Well, so you're like okay.
So I don't need oxygen and I can withstand all pressures, which means I can go up and down anywhere. I can go anywhere.
Well, hold on. So if you can withstand all pressures, we just fill your lungs with ultra dense oxygen, like pressurize it, like a diving tank. Mm-hmm. And then you hold that in because you can hold all pressures.
And you just process it slowly.
And then you just absorb the oxygen as you need it as you fly up into space.
I don't need oxygen. So I could go into space just as is, but then obviously I could get like hit something.
Well, what was the caveat? You said something.
Or be eaten by a shark if I went.
Didn't he
down.
Say you needed to breathe, learn how to hold your breath or something? You said something or another.
No, don't need oxygen.
Right.
Can withstand all pressures.
Okay.
Because that's one thing they really address in like Superman.
Well, that's how you don't need oxygen is by compressing that's air how. Into your lungs. Because you can't have two powers. One of those is shit. Doesn't
that's
need
a bit
oxygen.
Greedy.
I'm trying to get
very
to
greedy.
I'm trying to squeeze two.
I mean, I know I said that I'd take the nips and the belly button, but essentially what
it's
I'm doing is taking away features. Yeah, yeah. That's my power. I can take away human features and then use them to make
like
great wine.
If we could then send, if someone has that ability, you can send them down to the deepest depths.
You'd be doing a lot of jobs, though.
Yeah.
You'd end up...
Never run out of work.
You'd just be like a saturation diver. You're like, I'll work for BP again. Yeah. You know, like, oh, put another oil drill
in. I used to have
a
cult following me now.
Actually,
just
the deepest we've ever been. Marinara Trench, I think it's called. Something they really... I can't really remember what they said. About meatballs.
Hazard vest, and that's it.
Yeah, hazard vest.
You don't
vest.
Need like these.
I'll just
big,
jump in, shall I?
Just a hive is.
Well, the fear would be like fucking some sort of weird fucking alien sea creature just grabbing me.
Well, this doesn't
That
hurt.
Would be my fear.
Would you still feel the pain of pressure?
Yeah,
but
I think so. I think,
it?
Yeah. Like,
can
I
you
feel
be
like
pierced?
You could still be like pierced. What, prostate?
Can you be pierced?
I guess so, yeah. I feel like there should be, there's still mortality.
So you
there.
Can be breached.
I could be breached.
That was a can going into the
bin.
But I just thought it might be interesting because then you can go really like you can step out of an aircraft at a really high.
If you can be pierced though, and you
it's a very silly.
But
like,
you can withstand all pressure,
ability.
But you can't fly.
But if you get pierced, does that mean you just instantly turn inside out because the pressure's gone through that hole and pushed you outwards?
I don't know. I wonder.
So
because we're to find out.
Go down to the deepest depth and then
look
pierce
the,
me.
I don't know the science behind it.
If somebody cut open your like cavity here, and you're at pressure, and until that moment, your body has been resisting that pressure. Mm-hmm. As soon as you cut it, all the water that's trying to get in will shoot inside you, and you'll just explode.
Yeah,
I think you'd need gills.
Would you need outward pressure? So outward pressure as well.
I can't add all of this stuff.
Well, yeah.
Either- fucking with pressure is really... You managed to choose a really complicated one.
I know.
I just want to take away people's nipples.
I just don't want my ears to pop when I go up a mountain.
That's a complicated way of getting around that.
That's it. That's
how it started.
Unpoppable.
Oh, I'd be able to dive without a diving suit.
Yeah.
What if? Would you like it if you?
Even
could,
though I don't really want to be in the ocean, I don't know why I chose this.
What if you could create acne on people so you could pop it?
But like the ready
just
to go
ones. The pimple
pop.
Creator.
Because you used to like popping.
The guy who
didn't
creates
you?
What, popping.
You went on r/popping a lot, didn't you?
Oh, no, not really. But so I have gross. Seen. Sometimes I will linger on these videos to see everything get out of those little holes.
I know you said you like it. I don't like it. It's fucking
then,
horrible.
Yeah, but there's a satisfaction to it being like removed. It's like oh, yes,
some
they've
people
got it out.
Get that.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's just a clean hole after this, and that's fine. Because it's like the element, it's like they've achieved something. They've got it out of there. No longer is that muck just what? Where was it? Was it just lying underneath?
How
the
do
surface?
You feel about pregnancy then? Like watching a birth?
I
like, oh, that's relieving
birth.
To see them get that out.
I watched a lot of terrible things. No, I have seen a childbirth.
I have.
That's been that's popped up.
I watched one in like sex ed.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sure. Did you not watch that?
I think they did.
Yeah, probably.
But I don't know if it was
horrible.
A real. Yeah, yeah, it was.
It was real.
You don't really want to be at the business end of that situation. You don't need to see it.
Almost
it's,
guaranteed.
Because also, you've got to look that person in the eye later. Not just the baby, but the mother.
Yeah, and the mother almost guaranteed shits
I've seen a lot
too.
Of stuff that you probably don't want me to see. So out of respect, I look at the ground.
I will not
or the
look.
Monitor, where the definition is a little bit lower, a bit further away. Is there a camera pointed to
I don't think there's a camera.
There's a thermal.
There's
a low...
It's getting harder. Is that an egg? What is that?
Sam Fisher at the other end.
What the fuck is that, in football? Holy why is it so red? I mean, I better look at this. Whoa! No, that's the... Did Craig go business end?
I don't know. I don't know.
If Craig's watching, don't go business end. You don't need to.
I can hold only hand, picture Craig supportive. Being like, just panicking, like really worried the whole day, but like trying to be strong, but worrying a lot. And like, I can just picture like a Mr. Bean scenario.
Do you know there's like a service out there where like maybe the father's in a different country and you could be the guy who just holds their hand as they go through it?
The handstand.
So you're just there, just waiting in hospital, going, "Oh, am I up? Cool." And you just kind of put some moisturizer on your hands, get them ready, nice and ready for a
squeeze.
Okay, squeezing.
Buddy.
Okay,
showtime.
This is squeeze as hard as you can. Oh, fucking hell! And then
spend their day with one of those hand strength.
I think that'd be quite a noble job.
You reckon?
I don't know who's paying them.
Hey, well, maybe that's the thing. I'm not sure it'd be a job. It'd probably be a volunteer thing.
It sounds almost like a kink thing.
It does. I think
you're filling a hole in the market.
If you're getting paid to do it, people choose to come to you. If you're volunteering, you're basically looking for it, aren't you? And that gives it a sinister...
That is a bit weird.
Sinister fucking side.
Yeah, you're looking away from this bunch of healthy young men just waiting with lotion in their hands.
You want a hand squeeze? Hand squeeze?
Any single pregnant women just want to squeeze a hand?
Those guys in the car park again offering hand squeezes.
Yeah. The supportive men.
I got something you can squeeze your hand, mate. Leery eye for the listening audience.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I'm just saying, they're all lotioned up.
Exactly. Anyway, that's a different kink. What's your kink? I mean, not kinks. What are we going with?
My kink cult.
We've got to hurry this up. We've got to get to the hospital. What would your cult idea be?
You've covered a very...
I didn't really cover anything. I didn't really cover a cult. I just said what abilities I wanted.
You had a powerful ability.
The cult is they can see me burst inside out. At one point.
Pierce him! No!
I stay in... I literally will be in a cylindrical body of water at all times. Like in the Prestige, where he gets into that body of water.
Yeah.
But I just stay there. And then kind of just
you're
like...
fine.
And I talk to them through it.
How does that sound
and
like?
And so they come to pray to...
They can't hear anything you're saying. Do they think you're like an... you think you're some sort of Aquaman?
Yeah.
They think you have to stay in water, but the reality is you don't. But they keep putting you in water. The
sound waves until my hands go nice and wrinkly.
They do pass through water, don't they?
Yeah.
It was what?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Actually, I think better than distance. Air.
Yeah, you can hear like dolphins and whales and stuff. And sonar and...
In liquid, it's denser.
You hear me screaming near your ear.
I think you're saying no air. I think that was general panic. That sounded like a scream of panic, though.
Yeah. They never taught us to read people's eyes underwater.
That would be far more useful than fucking hand signals.
Okay, we're all going to do some silent work here. We're going to be reading people's eyes. Now, if they're doing this, which is expressing brightly with their eyes, they're in danger. They need your help. They just can't communicate it properly. Maybe look around, see if they're being attacked by something and or their gear's fallen off. That would be quite...
Still
be really
think
scary.
Of my cult ability.
Horrifying that was.
What about like a passive aura where if I was to be near any of my cult members, I could change what their kink is to mundane things?
Oh, okay. Like what? What would you turn them into? So what?
Just augment from, say,
you're
like
a kink remover.
Kink nullifier.
What are you into? Oh, I'm into like kind of weird kinky shit where I hang myself from a ceiling and it...
No, you're into just...
Unkink.
Missionary unkink.
Kunk. They call me Father Kunk.
Father Kunk.
I will remove your kinks,
I've
my
got
son.
Some weird suppressed kinks. Please nullify me.
They're just feet.
Why would they want to remove... Do they dislike their kink? Some spouting? Kinks what are, is a crime? A kink's a crime. A crime
some
kink.
Kinks are crimes and other kinks
my kink
are
is
debilitating.
Robbing things.
Is it?
Whilst wanking. That's a pretty weird kink.
Father Kunk can nullify that kink.
Yeah, get rid of that kink. Father Kunk. Father Kunkmas.
Kunkmas.
I could solve a lot of problems, I think.
I think so. I think that it depends on what is classed as a kink, I suppose. And
that's
what
up for the cult to decide. I can basically nullify any urges for anything.
Oh, well, that could solve a lot of issues.
I could solve
you could protect
eating
the world's
disorders.
Children.
I could
You're saying they're a kink? No, any, what did you say?
Urges.
Oh, urges, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, any urges. You could basically chemically castrate people as well then.
I could also threaten people.
But they're okay with it.
They don't have to be.
That Louis Theroux documentary.
They don't have to be. That's why it's a bit culty, because
they say they're okay with it, they don't want to go to prison. So they just get it done.
I can enforce this as well, though. And I can, like, sounds like you will. Them sounds to like you will. Remove
How do you remove your kink, which is clearly taking other people's kinks?
You can't remove Dr. Crunk's. Dr. Kunk's.
That's how kink. Yes, yeah. And if all three of us had these powers at the same time, what would we use them for?
I could, if
he's like, removing nipples.
He's making wine.
Pressurized.
You could go and dive in. You're just the wine saturation tanks diver. For me. You're just the guy living in my wine tanks.
I'm just, yeah, cleaning boats.
Hey! All right, fish man. I'm not. It's nothing to do with fish, actually. I just spend a lot of time in water.
I'm just here to make sure no one's wanking into your wine.
Yeah. Oh, no. Fuck. No, Kinks, you like this a little bit too much.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast, and this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs, or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
Touch.
Yeah. Vanilla sex. Okay, nice. Yeah.
Oh. Plain missionary, nothing more.
Okay. But if it satisfies them in the same way that Kink did, then that's fine, isn't it? Is that what you're doing to him?
I'm going to replace the urge. I could replace it with something else.
Right, okay.
So, like, now you're into bricks.
Bricks.
Yeah. Bricks entering, exiting you.
Well, that sounds like just a whole new kink. That's just like,
that's where the threat element comes in, because I could be like,
do you want kink create?
Yeah,
you're not just a kink remover, you're a creator.
He gave me,
I can reforge your kink.
The fuck?
Now it's I'm just really into shoving various full size garden equipment up my ass.
All hose.
Here comes,
but garden hose.
Yeah.
Here comes the mattock. Round the corner.
Oh, the grass hedge trimmer. Fuck. So that's mine. Yeah.
Kicking, man.
I don't think any of these are useful.
The cult of kink.
But that's, I mean, I think that would be useful, actually, saying that. Ours are useless.
The pressure one's pretty useful.
I
could
clean ships. I don't think yours is useless. Mine is
go deeper
useless.
Than James Cameron.
You can go through a black
in
hole.
The ocean.
Yeah.
I can go through a black hole.
You'd be like,
but I mean, I don't know if I can come back, so I wouldn't be able to tell you. Or maybe I would.
They just put you in a super suit.
And I'm like, it just actually just flips me back around to like the other edge of the universe.
Tie a fishing line to you.
Isn't there like there's a black hole like in each universe, is it?
Yeah, I think there's one at the center of each galaxy.
Yeah,
it's like causing the gravity well that keeps it all spinning around it, right?
And then there's that other really, really, really massive one that's like the same, like half the size of the universe. Isn't it ridiculous? Yeah. It's M32.
They're so fucking big. Why aren't we in them already?
M17.
This is the question. This is,
like,
I mean,
it's just because you can see that fucking, like, oh, right. I thought I was looking into space, but it's actually just a giant black
hole. It's a portal to another dimension, you know?
What if we've already gone through it? We didn't know.
Can't. It's also like the black hole itself is like the center of the space-time warping, right? It's like
it's like a lensing.
Gravity's so intense, that it's pushing space-time around it, which is just nuts, pretty bonkers. So we can know these things.
Hawking used to think that it was impossible to go through a black hole, right, because of Hawking radiation.
Right,
it was impossible to time travel. Apparently, that's been superseded now by modern science. About if there was a way to create negative energy of some kind, there would be a way to. It's fucking insane. But
speaking of fucking insane,
yeah,
another guy has come out and said something about aliens.
Cool.
What
here we
say?
Go, Alex Smith's Alien Corner.
Well, there's just a bit more. Somebody in.
Oh, you should be worried. Should we be preparing for the aliens?
Well, he's very young. He's like our age. Well, not very young, but quite young. So there's a bit of skepticism there. But he's left this service saying, like, all this stuff is being held back from the public. That, like, it's not being both of this Earth and not of this Earth. Like, they think stuff they've recovered both intact and destroyed non-human craft, they're calling them. All this wacky shit, right? And then another thing, sort of the rabbit hole I went down, there was a guy who used to work at...
Screwfix.
I think it was Screwfix Direct. No, it was. I think it was Skunk Works or like whatever Lockheed Martin. Their like development thing.
Yeah.
And he's saying essentially, and this was in not that long ago, because they used to say this back in the 60s when the Blackburn stuff was getting developed. It's like, you guys don't know how much further like we're advanced in comparison to what you see every day. still in, you know, the, I think it was about around the late 90s, early 2000s, somebody who worked at these places was saying, like, stuff's still 50 years further forward than anyone understands, which is pretty bonkers. So there really does seem like there's a lot of potential for really wacky unknown shit still, which is quite cool. And there's a good chance that some of the stuff that pilots and stuff like that have seen could just be human adaptations of found technology as well.
I think that's more feasible than alien life.
Well, yeah, but the technology came from somewhere. That's the thing. Oh, so, like, they've adapted, okay, like, weird gravitational shit or, like, dark matter stuff, which is what made me think about it.
Or people are just really smart.
Yeah, dolphins. All that.
The dolphins.
There are dolphins flying these craft, sure, but, I mean, you know, they've
they're
got...
smart. They're better pilots.
It helps if you give them porpoise.
No.
Anyway, that's all we've got time for today.
Yeah, it's...
well, let's go to the next one here. This one's from Guy Boo, saying, you are cursed so that you are the last person who will ever die from whatever kills you. For example, if you die of cancer or polio, no one will ever die from it again. Fucking hell. However, there is no way to know how the curse works or what it will do. So if you drown yourself in the sea, it might mean, A, you killed yourself so nothing happens. B, a human killed you, so all of humanity is erased. C, water killed you, so humans can now breathe underwater. Or D, the oceans killed you and they all disappear.
I see.
What, if anything, would you do? What if the public finds out?
What if the public finds out? The public will never stand for this.
How could you create the worst possible outcome? How could you create the most unpredictable outcome?
The worst possible outcome could be...
You just wait for everyone else to do those things. Or
it's you.
Only you.
When you die, whatever it is that caused your death could be wiped out of history.
Oh, that's kind of... So you want to just basically find the thing that's killing everyone the most.
But like it says, or they say, you don't know how it's going to affect it. Like the ocean, you drown in an ocean, you don't know if the ocean's going to disappear or the fact that you killed yourself, humans disappear... Etc. Etc.
So if I just like get like radioactive like poisoning,
it could remove it could all radiation ever, which means no more sun because that's radiation.
What if I somehow work out how to get killed because of racism? I could end racism.
You were killed.
All I have to do
racism.
Is somehow provoke a racist attack against me.
Right.
But wouldn't
you'd
that
have to make sure
it's gonna be hard.
You have to make sure it's just racism that's killing you.
Yeah,
not another human just kills you and therefore you wipe out humanity.
It's nuanced.
It needs to be the theme of racism.
Well, technically, I'd be killed
a
by
weapon,
a racist.
What was the weapon the thing that gets removed out of society.
Yeah,
surely any... you can't die to an implement because otherwise all implements are going to disappear. Yeah. So it has to be... I mean, what about like natural causes or like not eating... just not eating.
Starvation.
So you could end world hunger.
Oh.
That would be a good
interesting.
One.
Yeah.
But what if that just highlighted some other illness or some it triggered something in you that then killed you?
That you died.
But
you saved something.
Yeah, you stopped somebody.
You've got to say there's probably a positive.
But I mean, the reality is, though, if somebody said to you tomorrow, well, I don't know, it might not be the reality for you guys, you might be insanely selfless, but I wouldn't take this deal. If somebody said you can destroy all cancers tomorrow, do you want to get cancer and die tomorrow? I'd be like, kind of don't want to die.
I do quite like living.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Do I want to have cancer and die tomorrow? Oh,
tomorrow.
God.
Tomorrow's 17th.
The thing is with the crux of that situation is you don't know if it'll ever work.
You won't be alive.
There's no proof
of the ultimate.
You would have literally just some entity would have given you a curse that gives you cancer. But you don't know if that.
You don't know if
you had that already. Maybe
no. You've got to go and get it.
You've got to go get it. Like, it's not like fucking picking up the fucking groceries.
It's your own.
Go pick it up down a shop. Oh god! I always avoid the cancer shop. What the fuck?
Got a reason to go.
I don't think.
Turns out the cancer research shop. Getting cancer. Yeah.
No, never.
In fact, the opposite.
Unless during the process you saw the curse was working. As in, like, it started like, reports are they're healing everyone apart from one.
Yes.
Is it me? Am I the one? Yeah, you're the one who doesn't get killed, but everyone else is starting to feel better.
Actually, it was coincidental. The you're day seeing
hospital
you beds died.
After hospitals clearing out. You're like, oh, shit, they're all clear. They're getting better.
It was just a really fluke chance, and then cancer rates just soar after you die.
It was, well, you don't know. I guess after you'll that never stage. Know.
But you will die blissful knowing that you saved humanity, I guess.
I mean, the ideal time to take this deal would be towards the end of your life, and then you can die a hero.
I'm but not like, planning to die, though.
It's a bit early for me to do that, hopefully. Early. Fingers crossed.
Honestly, if you're dealing with something that can give you this, you don't want to mess with them because they could just give you any kind of horrible ailment.
Yeah. If you could ask.
If you just say, nah. There's a good one here. Shoot yourself with a gun because then there'd be no more guns and no more suicide, but then all the aliens will attack and we won't have guns.
Or you get shot.
We might not have that type gun, that specific gun.
You're shot by gun. Mm-hmm. Gun bullet hit you. You die. Gun bullet made out metal
gone.
Yeah,
metal gone.
Yeah, it's
we're back to the wood age.
Yeah,
no
it,
metal.
It could change. Yeah, there could be a very very niche thing that was used in the making of that weapon that was then banned.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, some type of like Teflon or something on the hilt. I don't know.
What it passed through air. Tip. Really, it was the air in front of the bullet that killed him. No more.
Then we'll finally know if
it was the blood that came out of him.
No more blood.
Something. No more blood.
No more blood. No more metal.
It's going to try and trip you up.
Would humanity collapse if we didn't have any more metal on the planet?
I don't think it would collapse. We'd certainly have to find something else.
Wood, but then I guess you've.
Nah, we'd probably go towards like polymers or like carbon or something.
I prefer wood.
More because you still need like. Well, it would help to have bladed instruments to cut the wood. So you'd have to
wood sharpen like ceramics some rocks. And stuff? Yeah, rocks.
Go back to rock.
Hard, like obsidian. Tools.
I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe there's another thing that's not metal, but like ceramics, is that?
I've got a 3D printer. I can print a knife.
Yeah, polymers.
But what's in that is metal in that.
Yeah, the nozzle.
And you've just removed all metal.
Fucking hell.
I think we would struggle.
I'll be honest,
especially if you suddenly just clicked your fingers and all metal just disappeared.
Our computers would die.
I just thought, just all use ice. She's ice instead of metal.
Well,
you're welcome.
To do what? To kill.
Use ice instead of metal.
To do what?
To replace gone. Metal.
Sorry, no. Yeah, so for a second I thought you were saying something stupid.
Now it makes sense.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
You just got to keep it nice and cold, and it'll stay nice and hard.
Shit.
Amazing.
No, it would drastically affect our lives in a negative way.
I'll just pick up my. Oh,
so don't remove
my phone.
Don't remove the metals.
All glass, baby. Speaking of technological improvement, apparently, I think it's Toyota are looking at bringing in ice cars, which, nice. You know, this, with the world warming up.
Cool down in
the
your
markets
car.
Are
cool
limited.
Down in your new ice car.
Yeah,
no
ice
car.
That makes sense.
No, solid state batteries. Solid state batteries is finally coming into the mainstream. It's something that's been
decades.
Yeah, in the hoping and the wishing.
What do you mean?
Solid state batteries are a different form of battery. So,
those little like linked up. Yeah,
it's about the substance inside the battery that I think, right? So it's like
less volatile.
You have,
and it's not liquid like lithium.
So like most other batteries, be it like AAs, be it car batteries, right now they'll have some sort of liquid inside them or some form of chemical. This is a solid state battery that can also charge much quicker as well.
Oh,
that's something good. To do with how like. The anode and the cathode work within the battery and how it all aligns and shit. But what it means in practical terms is electric car batteries that can have up to 1,000 miles range. They think they might be able to get 1,000 miles.
Way and less weight as well.
Way less weight, and they charge far faster. Yeah, and they have a longer lifespan. Yeah. So like it's just
1,000 miles
good
crazy.
News. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, really good.
It's good. Yeah. And basically lithium batteries are the stumbling block right now in the... They weigh down the car so much. If you want more range, you add more lithium, which means
not efficient.
Heavier car. But solid state could be the new thing.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
It is cool.
Shame the planet's dying.
Well,
Well, it's fine. We'll put our Apple Vision, whatever they call it.
Our goggles.
Don't call it virtual reality.
Virtual reality.
They're not allowed. They don't like coining terms that have already been coined in the market because it's like, oh, it just gets muddied with all the other terms.
Yeah, so well, like when you vision. Wait like 10 years to bring a goggle to market and then it looks like a fucking diving mask, what do you expect?
What do you think of the eyes on the outside?
I think they look fantastic. I cannot wait.
I want to
You like the eyes on the outside?
I don't know.
I want to be able to change them to like lizard eyes.
Funny eyes.
Yeah.
It's an Apple product though, so you won't be able to do much customization. Until the next update.
Not unless you hack
so
it.
So 6-7 iterations in, you'll probably be able to, you know, just make one customization.
We've got that's three new eyes for you this patch.
That's the one, like, yeah, stickler with these types of things.
It's the just, walled garden.
It's just, yeah, they just take so long to update anything.
And just then, jailbreak it.
And then everyone's like, oh my God, it's amazing when you've done something that other companies have done a long time ago. That's a downside. But it looks interesting, that little goggle mask thing, apart from the...
Yeah, I mean, I would love to try one. 2-hour
battery.
I would. And I'm sure, I just feel like Apple deserves some flack because it clearly, I think they've taken too long to develop something and it still doesn't, like, as in physically, I was quite disappointed with how it looked. I thought it would be smaller still.
Yeah.
I thought it would be closer to like a pair of like, you know, those big like cycling glasses, you know, like the really big
ski
tall
goggles.
Ones. Yeah. Really, these look still a bit too big.
That's just ski goggle quality.
They're going to date horribly, I think. Mm. And the very Gen 1.
I really hope that all of the cameras and IR sensors within it mean you can do a really badass Predator night vision thermal thing. Because... like, there's enough
the
sensors in there.
Stuff.
So you could just, yeah, LiDAR. Oh, so cool. If you could visually plot that and overlay it on a screen, you could walk around in the dark with those things on and all your LiDAR and your IR are doing all the work. It would be
what are you planning
so cool.
with this?
Just cool, isn't it?
Which is interesting that that's the first thing, the only thing you want is them
you,
to
you want Predator
basically turn on thermals or
well,
not,
if
well,
I combine that
vision.
With my claw, like tree climbing claws I got off the internet.
Tree climbing claws.
You know the ninja the ninja ones?
Yeah.
I got those and my Apple goggles. I'm just gonna go and sit in one of the trees in Queen Square and just watch people
but
at night.
2 hours though.
For 2 hours,
for 2 hours only.
Well, you might have multiple batteries.
Can you guys relay me some battery packs up?
Yeah.
Like if I get like a little pulley system.
You just get a really long USB cable.
Yeah. And just plug it in.
Plug it in.
Yeah. We're top floor anyway, so that'll go across. They won't
perfect.
See that. I can stay in the tree all night with my goggles watching passers by.
Amazing.
Watch them charge like 600 quid for a battery pack.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I mean,
be fucking
yeah.
silly, isn't it?
Definitely.
Because the proprietary cable and all that shit, it's not USB-C. Well,
don't get me started
you
on batteries.
Know because of what? The
don't get me started on batteries.
The whole headset is like 3,500, which obviously is
insane,
designed to price
yeah.
out like the average person, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I got an electric mountain bike. Or like a hybrid mountain bike, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
One replacement battery cell for that bike. I've never bought one. 1,200 quid.
Oh, my God.
For a battery.
Fuck.
Like, they're so... like, I mean, I guess cells cost that much. I don't know. But, like, dude, batteries are just so expensive. Anyway. Solid state.
Yeah, it's kind of silly thinking about it with the LiDAR thing and Apple Vision Pro that there wasn't more, like, AR stuff with it. If that makes sense,
what do you mean,
like
what, in the demonstration,
the UI is just a floating UI that looks like an iPad with your, you know, room.
Is it not
in, the
in space? Like, as in, like, if I look,
yeah, but it's
not
cast a shadow.
Stay there,
but it's not clever. Like,
cast a shadow trap.
Nice, good.
Virtual objects cast a shadow in a reality.
There's
in the real
well,
world.
Yeah, that's true.
And other people could see it. You'd have to be wearing
Polycam,
a goggles.
Polycam, for example, that's an true. App which does photogrammetry and LiDAR. Yeah. Can like has like a room mapping feature where you just walk around and it builds like a 3D room, like there's a door, there's a desk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why doesn't Apple's UI recognize smartly what room you're in and like give you read out like, oh, there's a wall there, this would be a great place for your UI, I'll put it there, you know, instead
I
of just
like they went
floating.
To enough detail on those things,
yeah,
really, but like I mean,
I feel
also
like
most of
gone.
Those things were done as in the demonstrations of the goggles were done inside.
That's true. Yeah,
weren't really external shots of them having a great time wandering the streets
you
with
wouldn't
that fucker
though, would
on.
You
wouldn't put it on, and also because everyone knows it's $3,500 is on your head.
Yeah, and
it's just like, you know, where are you walking? I mean, I say that people walk around with expensive watches, but like
you could turn around and give them a blast of your googly eyes to scare the shit out of them. Like somebody approaches and it switches to like red, like
stay back.
I see
back,
you.
Back.
Yeah.
It's just like flashing.
Yeah.
God,
I mean, yeah.
I see you would be a good one.
It would be interesting seeing
Twins
someone trying to
eyes.
Rob someone with them on there.
The eyes merge into one big one.
Whoa. Well, especially if they pulled me out of my tree.
No,
you can do it,
real
you can do
world,
it.
Man.
Activate Sauron mode.
It'll take them too long to just adjust to the real world. Oh my God, actual sunlight. What the fuck?
Yeah. Sauron eyes. Oh, so they just rip it off my head. Ow, oh, please. And they start kicking the shit out of me. My ninja climbing claws.
One thing I
fresh
will say.
Out of the Matrix.
Now that we've been like
a newborn child
sitting in front of a computer for decades now, I'm happy to say that, you know, all the worries about opticians saying like if you we don't know, but if you're too close to a screen, your eyes are gonna go blurry. They don't.
I think they were just trying to get kids out of the way at
what?
The TV screen. Like when they said your eyes are go fucked.
Oh, my eyesight
has
definitely got worse because I've been in front of screens my whole life.
Brightness and stuff will affect it.
Is it any
like
worse than someone that doesn't though?
Yeah, I think there is a measurable, because you're held at the same focal depth the whole time. That's the problem.
It's the eye fatigue.
So, yeah, so like,
so having the screens there,
it's not burning to retinas though.
No, I wouldn't say burning a retinas, but like, it's certainly not. You know,
it's like tensing your eyes all day.
Yeah,
a certain focal range,
and you don't blink anywhere near as much. That's true. It's like like once or twice a minute when you're looking at a screen, or 20 times a minute if you're not. Like, it's,
that's what Apple Vision Pro needs.
Wipers,
little things that make your eyes
force
blink.
Blinkers.
Forced
they force
blinkers.
Your eyes to blink.
Sorry, Chris, it's time to blink.
Thank you. Thank you, Siri. You blinked for me.
Thanks for blinking.
Yeah, it's interesting technology, and I'd love to see what it, because the thing is, I think with VR as well, like, until you put it on, you don't know how good it is, and it is really impressive. And
they need
if this technology is beyond that in terms of like how the eye tracking and stuff. That was one of the most impressive features, apparently.
I think
I'd love to see that.
Well, we're only
but I wouldn't want to. I don't think I'd use it regularly enough to justify spending that much money personally.
Maybe we could get a group one and we just share it. I really want to try it first before I would invest in it, I think, because I want
to... Would you go to an Apple store, though, and try it when everyone else has tried it?
Yeah. Well,
that's what they're going to do. They're going to set up booths and be like, all right, go into a little lounge setup and just pop your goggles on, because...
And they spray it like
when you walk out there, there's a spunk $3,500 on that thing. It's not going to be available in the UK for a long time.
No, it's not.
We have to get an import. So, who wants to be our American
get one from
importer?
America.
Also, you know, like, obviously, like, they have their ethos and their way of doing things at Apple that is slow. And I think that the idea is, a lot of the time they seem to wait for other people to come up with new ideas and then do them in a very slick and easy way. But, like, I feel like companies like DJI will be coming out with more sort of, like, you know, if they brought out a pair of VR goggles, it feels like that's not too far on the corner. Like,
yeah. People in
Apple
DJI
are selling their, like, infrastructure. They're selling the fabric. Yeah. Tap your laptop or iPad and it's in your face.
Adding
like,
it to their community of products.
That's where it comes into play. Yeah. But, I mean, VR is getting better as well. It's affordable.
We're hopefully going to live another 10 years at least. And
not sorry, mate.
I think within 10 years, we're going to be sitting down in bed in the evening. And just like, you know, when we used to have headphones, like bigger headphones, bigger phones, bigger everything. And now, like, headphones are in tiny little, like, boxes. I feel like one day we are going to be able to sit down in a not too distant future and just have like a slightly larger than glasses thing sat on your table.
It can be like
you can
a band.
Just sort of put on. It could be.
That then projects out in front of your eyes.
I don't think it would project out. I think it would just be a very clever small screen that would do a lot of what these things are doing.
Sorry, I'm watching a video.
See, I wouldn't know. Because
no, you'd be wearing the same glasses and you'd see augmented reality on his eyes saying like, sorry.
Yeah,
busy.
Sorry. You'd see everything.
But then eventually
in
we'd get to brain chip land, wouldn't
like
we?
You would, episodes. I feel like there's a stepping stone to that.
Yeah, I feel like brain chip land, this is like a stopgap VR, because it's still having to put it in front of your damn eyes. But if you can just, you know, stick it straight in the old processing center.
That is one thing that Apple is good at, is like eking out things so that they can slowly introduce things that would be otherwise, like Google Lens, for example. When that came out, that was such a radical shift in people accepting that as a thing. Like, Apple waits until they feel like the zeitgeist is ready for it, and then they introduce it with not too many wacky features, and then increment those features until we're used to them.
Wasn't the big issue with the glass thing, like, people were worried people were spying on them in public places?
There's a real privacy
places.
Problem,
because obviously, ultimately, if you walk anywhere with the fucking Apple Vision on your head, everyone's going to know that you've got Apple Vision in your head. You could be filming or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah,
with the Google Glass, it was quite subtle. It was a little block, wasn't it? Just in the corner, and it's just like, I'm filming everything for later.
I feel like society's changed since then, though, because everyone's got a recording device.
Yeah, so. But they're not always recording. Well, you're not aware they're always recording. I guess that's the issue. Like,
they're worried
if
about,
someone walks into a place and you're like, oh, my phone's recording, by the way. So, sorry? Yeah, my phone's recording. I figured I'd be nice about it and tell them.
Yeah.
It's like, well, no, but like, anyone could be doing that anyway, right?
Yeah. Well, it's like when we were walking around town yesterday with the 360 camera, people are like, oh, up there. But like you say, I could just be going like...
And filming your camera.
And filming my camera. But
if
people know you're filming...
And you suddenly just have a phone call.
Yeah. And you keep twisting your head.
Oh, hold on. Is he in shot?
I saw like a clip of like, I think it was Leonardo DiCaprio, like some gala event or something. And just they were just filming him. I don't know whether they were doing it sneakily like that, like with the phone to their ear, but like... That's kind of weird. You're at the event with that person as well. It's just like you're just fucking filming them. Like, come on.
It's weird, isn't it?
You're just there, just sat there having a drink with like
such
the
a
rest
disconnect.
Of the
some societal norms.
Yeah.
Weird. Anyway, yeah.
But that's how I would do it if I was. I'd like, oh, it's Chris Trott. Shit.
Oh, shit. Is that Chris?
No, it's my mum. She's calling me.
Hold on. You're not saying anything. Is it in frame?
The flash goes off.
Oh, no, he's just going to hold it.
He's going to hold her there.
Hold her there.
Hold
her there
for a long time. Hi, mum. How you doing?
It is. It's horrible to see that. I don't like that.
No, I know. People don't like being recorded.
Somebody could just be like, literally, yeah, having a FaceTime.
No, I just don't like this when like like that. Doesn't that feel...
What, putting the phone like really like close and directed at my face? Shit, no, it's intimidating. Are you just getting messages or are you filming me?
Oh, I'm just reading news.
Nice. Is that a photo or are you filming? Because now you film me saying, is it a photo or are you filming? No, he's zooming. He's pinch and zooming.
What
you can see a very obvious pinch and zoom. From
what resolution are you browsing news in?
Oh, 8K.
Nice.
Oh, good. Okay. So, everyone's zooming in.
He looks a bit cunty on my screen. Are you getting
that? Oh, God. Thanks, guys.
I was just calling my mum. Anyway, so, yeah, that's technology.
Weird. There you go.
And Smith's prediction of what technology is going to be like. It's going to be some glasses on your side table, and you can just lie in bed and have all your entertainment in your glasses.
I'd love it.
Incredible.
So that's the prediction now. Can someone come back to us in 10 years' time and let us know how close that was to reality? Thank you. And that's pretty much the end of Hat Chat.
Yeah.
I hope you all enjoyed this session. And you could enjoy it more if you were to become a supporter of us, whether it's Patreon, whether it's YouTube memberships, whether it's Twitch. Head to patreon.com/hatfilms and we put the hypotheticals up there so you can vote on the best ones and pick which ones are going to end up in the episode itself, or you can provide them to hatchat@hat-films.com if you've got a really good question, hypothetical one. Let us know, hatchat@hat-films.com, or if you're a fingle maker like Edgar Allan Chode,
send it
in.
Oh yes.
And everyone congregates at our Discord. Patreons, YouTube members, Twitch subs, all of them can access a subscriber channel on discord.gg/hatfilms, where all members' videos and Patreon polls and stuff are put there. So that's a good place to go for a one-stop shop. Thank you so much for listening to us. We'll be back next week with more burning questions answered and solved by your friends at Hat Films. Thank you. And please enjoy Edgar Allan Chode's Fingal in its full glory.
Give it a listen.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
And of truth, bestow upon us big fat chodes. It's not a cult, and of truth.
And of truth, bestow upon us big fat chodes. It's not a cult, and of truth.
Golden palm, I love so much. Teach your pyramid scheme. All five fingers, supple touch. Stroke my skin and graze my bean.
And of truth, bestow upon us. As big fat chode, it's not a cult, and of truth.